with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. When he was sworn in for his second term, President Trump vowed, among other things, to be mindful of the pro-life cause and protect unborn lives. And his thoughts on the matter were very publicly exhibited yesterday as President Trump and Vice President Vance made appearances at the 52nd Annual March for Life.
Appearing by video in a recorded message from the Oval Office, President Trump told tens of thousands of pro-life marchers that his defense of the unborn in his first term will continue for the next 4 years.
In my second term, we will again stand proudly for families and for life.
Vice President Vance, making his first public appearance since taking office, addressed the marchers in person.
It is a joy and a blessing to fight for the unborn, to work for the unborn, and to march for life.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, President Trump reached out his arms and embraced sometimes nemesis California Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday after stepping off the plane to tour fire-scorched Los Angeles.
We're looking to get something completed, and the way you get it completed is to work together. It's the governor of the state, and we're going to get it completed. They're going to need a lot of federal help, unless you don't need any, which would be okay.
We're going to need a lot of federal help.
So we're going to take care of things.
The United Nations on Friday suspended all travel into areas held by Yemen's Houthi rebels after seven more of their staff were detained by the rebels. More on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The statement comes after the Houthis have detained UN staffers, as well as individuals associated with the once-open U.S. embassy in Sana'a and aid groups. The Houthis did not immediately acknowledge the UN's decision. However, it comes as they have tried to de-escalate their attacks on...
And that is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. And this is SRN News. Minnesota teachers have to affirm the LGBT lifestyle. Here's Michael Harrington.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures students' sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go into effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices say they will review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The moms and dads argue the school policy violates their constitutional religious rights. This is SRN News. Anything surrounding TikTok these days has a lot of uncertainty because of a potential ban that may or may not endure. At least Dwyer reports phones previously loaded with TikTok are now sprouting up for sale.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and other online storefronts. TikTok was briefly unavailable to the U.S. last weekend, but anyone who had previously downloaded TikTok has been able to use it. Entrepreneurial spirits are hawking phones and tablets that have TikTok and other apps from its parent company, ByteDance. Listings on eBay are asking for as much as $50,000. Or after you catch your breath on that price tag, there are some listed for as low as $340. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.